Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 19, 2021. Hope cures. Doctors are certain that hope prolongs life. Therefore, they advise patients to be optimistic and hope for the best. Hope awakens such psychological mechanisms in a person that help the body recover and appreciate life. Help starts in the head, then turns into a feeling, and strengthens all protective systems in the body. So how can we develop such hope in a person? First of all, by external influence, films, conversations, and books that can encourage a person, support his hopes for the future, and give him life force. In order to overcome despair, a person should try to rise to the level above it, to the next degree, and check from there where despair came from and why. It can be that it will lead a person to positive changes. Overcoming despair does not mean destroying it. Perhaps, on the contrary, all human development is due to disappointments when we despair of what we have and want things to get better. You need to see despair as a means to advance. But this requires a good environment and support from friends. Friends must throw a rope to a drowning person and pull him out of a stormy sea. Help is an illumination from the future that attracts a person and pulls him out of the evil stream of life, like a lifeline thrown to a drowning person in a river. Help is transmitted from one to the other like a virus. We need a national or even a global program that brings great hope to people, and we will thus move toward a good future. First of all, a person must understand that everything that happens is good and that there is nothing bad in the world. All the evil we see is caused by the lack of good connection between us. It turns out that we only need to understand how to connect with each other with good connections in order to make our life good. A person should be educated regarding this in the way a child is brought up in everything else. Initially, a child has only one innate instinct, to grab everything and put it in his mouth. But education makes a person out of him. Education should be such that it raises a person to a new level. A person should despair every moment, but still grasp the next moment and put all his hopes into it. From Cab TV's A Conversation with Journalists, December 1, 2020. My new article on LinkedIn, Understanding Nature's Language. What if we came to a foreign planet where we didn't speak the language of the local creatures or understand their gestures or culture? Never mind the embarrassing gaffes we would do, the real problem would be making mistakes that would put us, and others, in real danger. This is not a theoretical question, it is our daily lives. We are aliens on the planet we think of as our home. We don't understand its language, its gestures, or its culture. The blunders we make, therefore, are severely hazardous to ourselves, to others, and to the rest of Earth's inhabitants. Worse yet, we don't know that we are aliens. We think we are the natives when in fact we have only just arrived here in the last several thousand years. In prehistoric times, hominids, members of the family Hominidae, great apes, including humans, were an integral part of the natural systems they inhabited. They were essentially another animal species in the fabric of the ecosystem. As we evolved, developed land cultivation technology, industry, and economy, we became increasingly dominant. Finally, we have become the rulers of the Earth, at least in our own eyes. Now we live as though we own the planet. We casually raise forests, extinguish animal species indiscriminately, establish governments and regimes based on ideologies that our narcissistic minds have concocted, and commit genocides as a means to implement them. We patronize, abhor, denigrate, and demonize anyone who doesn't think like us, and in the name of justice and freedom, we lock them up and kill them. We, the most recent guests that Earth has welcomed on its crust, have turned our host's residence into a giant dumpster without asking permission, without any consideration, and without any remorse. In fact, even if we wanted to ask for our host's approval, We would not be able to, since we never bothered to learn how to communicate in nature's language. Yet, we have the chutzpah to complain when Earth sends us fires, floods, and earthquakes to protect itself from our toxic presence. Indeed, men's audacity is unrestrained and inexhaustible. The natural catastrophes we have witnessed this summer are not symptoms of Earth's illness, they are its efforts to cleanse itself of the human parasite so it can heal. Nature's culture is that of balance. Everything is needed, and everything has its opposite. Winter and summer, ebb and flow, the tropics and the deserts, and even life and death are all complementing counterparts. Together, they create the dynamic balance of nature that lets everything evolve and decay at the right time and at the right pace. Nature's language is the language of mutual responsibility. All creations need each other, rely on each other's prosperity, and do not take more than they really need. In this way, everyone helps sustain everyone else, and the global ecosystem on the planet thrives. When nature gestures its disapproval, it uses messengers such as extreme weather, earthquakes, and other natural disasters of excessive intensity. When we don't understand its gestures, they become more forceful. If we are still oblivious, it turns violent. And if we still pay no attention, it destroys its harm-doers. These days, nature is gesturing that we have become unwelcome on this planet. If we don't learn nature's language of consideration and balance soon, it will take away the life it gives to each of us. After all, we are all nature's creations, and not the other way around. Michael Leitman, on Quora. What were the justifications of Barcelona FC to insist on playing against Beta Jerusalem, not in Jerusalem? There was supposed to be a friendly football match between Beta Jerusalem and Barcelona FC, but the game was cancelled. Why? Barcelona decided that they did not want to play in Jerusalem because of pressure put on them by various pro-Palestinian bodies who stated that playing in Jerusalem would disrespect Barcelona's Palestinian fans, who want Jerusalem as their capital. Beta Jerusalem owner Moz Shahogeg since cancelled the match, stating that a game against Beta Jerusalem deserves to take place in Jerusalem, and if the motive for its not taking place in Jerusalem is political and I submit to it, I will not be at peace with myself. I cannot betray Jerusalem. Now the way I see it, it was the right decision to make. It is respectful toward Israel, and in general, I think that we need not concede to anyone in this regard. It has nothing to do with the game. If you look at things from a broader perspective, the international arena is applying more and more pressure on us. It seems as if the Palestinians are doing better and better in their explanation, and we are doing worse and worse. Why? It is because we are failing in our correction of love your neighbor as yourself. First of all, we lack this correction among each other, Israelis. If we reach a common state of love, where all of Israel are friends, then we will see how the entire world will start treating us, positively and favorably. Can we separate the terrible attitude of Israelis toward each other inside Israel, the relations between us, and the world, and between us, and the Palestinians? No. We cannot put our attitudes toward each other aside. We cannot separate what goes on inside of Israel and what goes on in the world, Palestinians or no Palestinians. This is because we are a miniature model of the world. Being Israeli is not a nationality. Israel is a gathering of the nations of the world who have since forgotten about the special connection they shared. If we connect with each other lovingly and with mutual assistance, then we will project positive forces to the world. The positive force of love and connection that we would draw to ourselves and pass on would compel others to think and act positively to one another. The world would then relate favorably toward us. Everything and everyone would calm down. It all depends on Israel. In the meantime, in Israel, we are always in each other's faces. That is the problem. It is why so many people hate us, and want to do us harm. It is up to us. The forces of the world will not change. The laws of nature are absolute. If we aspire to make our connections positive, then we will draw positive influence onto ourselves, and become a conduit for that positive influence to spread throughout humanity. Based on a talk between Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi, An Inside Look. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. My new article on LinkedIn, What Poland Knows About Israel, That Israel Doesn't. There is going to be a lot of fallout from the retreat of the US Army from Afghanistan. The Chinese have already sent a stern message to Taiwan that it could face the same fate as Afghanistan if it continued relying on the United States as an ally. But the message that the United States' hurried withdrawal sends to Israel is even more forbidding. Israel has no one to rely on. Already, Israel is isolated in the international arena. Now, with the rise of another Islamic Emirate, and the US's declining credibility in the eyes of its allies, Israel should know that its future is very bleak if it intends to rely on Uncle Sam for support. It is still there, but it is waning fast. A good example of Israel's declining international status is its recent altercation with Poland over the anti-restitution law that the Polish government has passed. The law exempts Poland from assuming responsibility for its part in the killing of Jews during World War II, and therefore from financial restitution. Israel, who sought support from its only remaining ally, the US, got the following indeterminate response from Secretary of State Blinken: "The United States reiterates our concerns about amendments to the Code of Administrative Procedure. Severely restricting restitution and compensation for property wrongfully confiscated during Poland's communist era. Further, adds Blinken, we urge the Polish government to consult with representatives of affected parties, omitting their identity, and to develop a clear, efficient, and effective legal procedure to resolve confiscated property claims." As if that message was not thinned enough, Blinken went on to commend Poland's President Andrzej Duda's statement supporting freedom of expression, the sanctity of contracts, and the shared values that underpin our relationship. "Indeed, we are alone. Poland knows it, and now the world knows it. It remains to be seen whether we know it, too. Clearly, our only hope is our unity. If we have not realized it, our growing isolation will leave us no choice but to acknowledge it. And if our unity does not seem like much to lean on, it will soon be our only option, so we'd better begin to buttress our solidarity. Inner cohesion is not new to our people, it has been our secret weapon since the inception of our nation. In fact, it is our legacy, the one thing we have committed to pass on to the nations, and the one thing we haven't passed on to them for the past 2 millennia, since we succumbed to inner hatred and division and became the world's pariahs. Had we been united, our sages say, no misfortune would have come to us. The prime defense against calamity is love and unity," states the book Mor Shemesh, Light and Sun. When there are love, unity, and friendship between each other in Israel, the book continues, no calamity can come over them. If there is bonding among them, and no separation of hearts, they have peace and quiet. And all the curses and suffering are removed by that unity. Similarly, the book Moria Naim, Light of the Eyes, stresses, when one includes oneself with all of Israel and unity is made, at that time, no harm shall come to you. Likewise, the book Shemishmuel, A Name Out of Samuel, adds, when Israel are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil. The Polish people know that we are isolated. Their overt contempt for us proves it. If we stop looking for the world's approval and begin to nurture our internal union, no one will deride us. Union is the only thing that the world does not have. It is also the only thing that we can develop and that everyone will want from us. If we establish it, not only will we stop being isolated, We will be welcome everywhere since we will realize our ancient vocation to be a light of unity unto nations. For more on this topic, refer to the book The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Historical Facts on Anti-Semitism as a Reflection of Jewish Social Discord. Must a Kabbalah student have a family? Question: is it necessary for a Kabbalah student to have a family if I still love my first spouse, and she is married? I understand that this is my egoism, but I categorically do not want a new family. Answer: what does this have to do with Kabbalah? Let's say that today you like fish, tomorrow meat, and then something else. There is no connection between your preferences and Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the meaning of life, and you say that tastes change in your life. No problem. If they don't harm other people, go ahead. Be at peace and keep learning, fill yourself with knowledge as much as possible. And then we will figure out whether you need to start a family. We will talk in a year. From Cab TV's video conference. How to Feel the Creator, Part 8. How can I liken myself to something that I have not attained? Question: if I am opposite to the Creator, will I, by revealing the Creator, feel him as a positive force? Answer: you will feel him not in your negative, egoistic properties, but only in positive, altruistic ones, which you must acquire in order to reveal the Creator. Question: so my vessels, Kelim, will change? Answer: definitely. According to the law of similarity of properties, to the extent that you can change yourself for bestowal, you will feel the Creator. Question: how can I liken myself to something that I have not comprehended? And in order to comprehend, must one become like him? Answer: there is a group for this. If you practice according to our method, together with the rest of the friends in the group, you will reach a state where the property of bestowal will develop in you. You will begin to feel the Creator within it. Not alone, but within the group. Because the quality of bestowal cannot be in you alone, it must be directed from you to others. This direction, which you will create in the group, will serve as the basis for the Creator to be revealed in this intention. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 23, 2019. Exit from Babylon. Exit from Babylon, that is, from a state of confusion, is similar to how a person feels when he discovers Kabbalah. Before that, he is very confused and does not know what to do. His life and the whole world seem somehow incomprehensible to him. What is he living for? What is going on with him? Gradually, the property of bestowal and love is revealed in him, and with the help of this power, he begins to feel that it is possible to rise above the world, that this whole world is still temporary, and he lives in it against his will. Nevertheless, a person is given the opportunity to rise above this and find a completely different course of life, which is parallel to this one. He will look at everything that happens from above, and in parallel with this, he will flow in his new realm, at a new level. What is below, he, his family, his relatives, everything that exists at the material level, this is not the most important thing and is only needed to somehow accompany him. The most important thing is that in his inner transformation he is similar to the Creator, and in this likeness, he floats, constantly changing himself. He has a goal, strength, and ability to do it. He studies Kabbalah, studies what all this is for. Now he is already beginning to identify himself with a completely different movement in this world. He already has his own path, which is a little higher than everything earthly. This is called leaving your Babylon. The person rises and begins to flow in his stream. What happens to everyone here, let it happen. The fact that he is included in the others and rises above them is also necessary. He absorbs from them what is necessary. For example, he takes his household members with him, etc., but, in principle, the bulk remains at the bottom. This is the exit of Abraham from Babylon. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 17. The Shattering, Opportunity to Act Independently. Question: if I am able to relate to the external desires, Kelim, that manifest in our world as inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, and people the same way I relate to my internal desires, which I am always ready to satisfy, then will the Creator manifest Himself? Answer: the Creator is the general force of love and bestowal that fills the entire universe, the whole world. If you start treating everything that surrounds you as your own desires, you will feel this external force that works for the good, fulfilling the whole world and all that exists. Question: you write that I will at the same time begin to understand that all the external Kelim are my soul. So, the fact that today I feel this world and small desires inside of me, is it just some dot? Answer: yes. Everything we feel when receiving is an egoistic black dot. And what we feel while bestowing is the soul. The external Kelim, everything I see in the world, is a laboratory where I make efforts and show that I really want to bestow and am ready to acquire the properties of the Creator. And if the whole world were inside me, as it is written in the book of Zohar, then I would not be able to reveal it. I would not be able to get out of myself. Question: and all this is due to the shattering of the vessels? Answer: thanks to the shattering of the common desire, Adam finally begins to realize that there is a property of receiving and a property of bestowal. And although the awareness that filled him before the shattering has disappeared, that is, the Creator disappeared from his world because of the so-called fall into the sin, now he himself acquires the ability to bestow, receive, and act independently so that from these two abilities he could create the Creator in himself, become like him. In principle, everything is not that difficult. It is available to everyone, and everyone will be obliged to implement it on themselves. As it is said, they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 23, 2021. Teaching people to be holy. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, to this day. Prophets, Joshua 7:25-26. Question: does it mean that the Creator is very jealous? Answer: no, this is not jealousy, but a desire to bring humanity to complete correction. Therefore, he must conduct all these so-called trials, that is, to teach the people to actually be holy and to rise to the level of the Creator. Question: is it correct to deduce from this the law that one who takes the prohibited will be executed? Answer: each level has its own qualities that are suitable for the action of the correction exactly at this level. You need to clearly perform them, otherwise you will not rise to the next degree. If nothing else grows from your current level, then you will be destroyed also at that level. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 12, 2021. It all depends on the intention. Question: what is matter in a person and what is spiritual? How can you distinguish between spiritual and corporeal life? Answer: only by its purpose. What is it exactly that you want? That is the only difference. I can enjoy life, travel, sit with friends at a good table, and so on. And whether these actions are corporeal or spiritual depends on how we fill them, with what intention, what we talk about during the meal and in other situations. Everything is conditioned by what goal everyone pursues being together with their friends. If our goal is to unite, to show each other how we want to be internally connected, then this is a spiritual action. Everything depends only on our intention, on how much we strengthen our connection so that the Creator begins to manifest between us. From CAB TV's video conference.